How much is this thing anyway?
20 a month.
20 a month?
Yeah. It started already. So let's get yo, the market today, as of recording this, what is it? 28th of January. The stock market, cryptocurrencies. Yo, Reddit is powerful, bro. If Reddit wasn't powerful before, they're making their money. Well, they're making their power known now.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is like, well, you already know, but you know what I mean by that is the people who are getting together collectively and just like with that subreddit, was it Wall Street Bets? They're like, yo, we're attacking this one. We're attacking this one next. And people are just sticking by it. And yo, people are making money. You know, as somebody who's like looking into it logically, like this doesn't make sense, or sometimes you just gotta go with it. Like, just throw money. Just throw money. You're not afraid of losing, and just hope for the best.
Man, this shit is just crazy,
bro. This one coin, Dogecoin. Like I told you when I saw it, it was 4%. It was 3 cents, and then John Trout saw it much earlier than that. And he put some money in. Now it's at 28 cents. It's only been like 3 hours. Maybe even two.
But
800%.
But what's making it go up?
The people. They just keep buying it. The people on Reddit. A lot of people just buying it and holding it. They're not selling it. So the more people that buy it, it's like supply and demand. So if the supply gets lower and the demand gets higher, it starts increasing the value of that crypto. Cryptos work entirely different. That's just my assumption of it. To this day, you know, things might change when we're older.
Yeah.
That's how I understand it.
All right. Well, exactly what happened with GameStop and all this? Like, how did it start?
Well, you know, for the people who want to learn, this is how I understand it. I mean, you can go on, like, social media. People dumb it down, I guess, or... But the way I understand it is that in the market, there's two ways to make money, obviously. You can bet, you can buy a share of stocks and expect it to go up, right? So you get profit that way. And there's another way of shorting it, which you're expecting it to go down. So the more down it goes, the more money you make. So that's the two different paths of it. I guess... the information was leaked out, or some type of information that Melvin Capital, which is the hedge fund is like, it's a company that people invest into, that they, it's like I give my money to a company and they invest my money for me, and they are in different types of shares and companies, and all I do is give my money, pay my administrative fee, and with their analysis and their financial, I guess, knowledge, whatever, they invest my money for me, right? So it's in their hands, whatever percent goes up and down. So they was going to short GameStop, which is to bet it going the opposite way to go down. And I guess people was really upset, like, how can you do this to GameStop? It's like, I guess they love GameStop so much. And they were upset, like, you know, this company's good and you want it to go down. And they also realized, like, the people on Reddit is not dumb about this. It's like... People might, no matter what the news says, they're saying that, oh, this is just a forum, a group of people on social media, just people just following something blindly. No, like I read the person who wrote this or whatever, he had a detailed description, he or she had a detailed description on why they're doing this, what happens when you do this, and explaining how the market goes up and down, like from the beginning to the end. I can't explain it, but typically when you make a call, when you buy for the market to go down, the way I understand it, there's a certain time limit. And when you reach that time limit, if it's under the certain mark, you can buy the stock at that price. If it's above that mark, you lost money, and now you have to put more money into it to protect yourself. It's complicated. But anyway, what the people did, they said, oh... So you want to bet against it? I know how to combat that. If everybody gets together and buys it and increases the price, everybody else is going to get rich while you start losing a lot of money. And that's what happened. It started going up from 4 to 20 to 40 to 78. And then by the time I like found out this whole Reddit thing, it was already at 150.
That's and wild. Everybody
kept buying throughout the entire day because, like, you know, the main market is from 9:30 to 4, but you have aftermarket trading from 4 to 8 p.m. and you have pre-market trading from 4 a.m. to 9:30. So people were also buying before the market started and after the market ended.
Jesus.
Some brokerage can and cannot do it depending which one you have, but a lot of people. And most of this jump was people on Robinhood. And the beautiful thing about Robinhood, well, for people who use that app, is that you can buy fractions. You don't have to buy the whole share. So it didn't matter. The thing is that everyone kept buying and nobody sold. So it increased the demand for it. And it kept going up. The value kept going up and up and up. So the people who were betting against it, every time it kept going up, they kept losing money to a point that it was at $70
billion. What the fuck?
The company Melvin Capital was so close to bankruptcy that their other hedge fund friends was giving him money to like stay afloat. And that company, Melvin Capital, had to sell stocks and shares or positions, how it is, of other companies just to stay afloat. Like they sold Alibaba, I think they sold their shares in Apple to get that money to cover themselves because they were losing so much. And the problem is that when this hit, when was it? Wednesday. So I got on the wave on Tuesday because on Reddit they started saying the next one is AMC. I said, you know what? AMC is only, when the market closed, it was $4, and then when it did aftermarket, it jumped to 6, and I said, you know what? I'm getting in this. I'm going to put enough money that I'm okay with losing if I lose all of it, but I'm in it. So I put 100 shares in. Before anybody listens, I'm not a financial advisor, and you make your own decisions and your opinions. I'm just telling you experiences or whatever because I am not trying to get hit with no SECs, and I'm not going to try to get, you know what I mean? I have to say that before because they're trying to go after everybody now. So I put it in, right? The next morning I woke up, it went from $6 to $21. It was like 4 in the morning because my daughter woke me up. And I'm like, let me see how much I have. I said, what the f-? Like, I gained like me $1,000, bro, in less than 12 hours. So when 9:30 hit, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to sell this because I could have sold it before the market started and get most of my profit. But because, you know, I just figured more people was going to buy. That was going to keep going up. I was like, eh, why not? 9:30 on the dot. All apps, TD Ameritrade, Robinhood, Charles Schwab, like across the board, all the brokerage apps started freezing. They couldn't handle the servers, apparently, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And they couldn't handle the traffic, apparently, and nobody could buy nor sell. And y'all, man, yo, and well, for people who listen, Ann just sent me a message, thing on Reddit. People actually rented a plane that said buy GameStop stock, WSB, Wall Street Bets.
That's fucking hilarious, bro. We'll go ahead and continue.
Yo, anyway, so when that time hit, I tried to sell and I couldn't because, like I said, everything froze. And then from there, it just became a shit show. Politicians, I guess, on the side of the losing side started complaining, saying, oh, we need to do a formal investigation. The app was frozen all day. Then the shares kept going down. Then today, Robinhood stopped from people buying. And first of all, Robinhood stopped people from buying the stock. You can only sell. And they were automatically selling people shares without their consent.
What the fuck?
Robinhood is also delisted. Google took Robinhood off the App Store. Robinhood, because a lot of people lost money on Wednesday because they wanted to sell or they wanted to buy more. You know, the freedom to do whatever you want, couldn't do it. They were stopping them. They had 300,000, more or less, one-star reviews on Robinhood. Google knocked down 130,000 today. They just deleted them across the board.
Whoa.
It's crazy. So a lot of people, they said, oh, y'all want to play like that, Robin? That's cool, fine. They all went to this other company called, another brokerage called Webull, W Weeble, Wee and Bull, like, you know. And that today became like the top third most downloaded app of the day.
Man,
on,
mind
on,
you.
On iOS. So, like, you see the power people have together. So, it's like, I really hope that, you know, obviously what they're doing, I'm 100% for it because you're exposing the market, how corrupt it is. And I hope they keep doing it from, like, it really, really, people wake up and see, like, these big guys, when they make money and things go wrong, nothing, they get no complaints, they get bailouts or whatever. But when we want to get money, you know, they don't like when we making money. It's so funny that on Twitter's going hard, you know, all these senators and people who, the CEOs, like, damn, losing money. And they were like, well, why don't you use that $600 stimulus check? I'm sure that covers 6 months of financing for you.
Bro. Oh shit, bro. I was telling you yesterday, like, I wish I could understand this shit way more. Just because I wanna be in there, bro. Like, it's awesome seeing this. It's literally a case of fighting fire with fire.
Yes.
It's finally an eye for an eye, and it's fucking, it's just funny, man. Like, it's, I feel like there's a little boom right now where you could fucking, if you're struggling, wise up and try and get in there because you could get a nice chunk of change.
I'm not gonna lie, I think this all started with Twitter when they banned Trump. I think people just got upset at, like, or they started seeing things in a whole macro sense of it, not just like the Proud Boys or the Trump people, but just people like, damn, if they can do that, what else can they do? And then, like, other things just started going trickle down, and then they read it. And then that group was on Discord, and Discord deleted that server, the same group on Reddit. So it's like, it just kind of added more flames to the fire.
Fume,
thank you. More, I'm going to say
fuel to the fire.
More wood to the fire. But, like, not to cut you off, even the, what is this guy? I got a letter from the Congress. A member of Congress, Paul A. Gosard. He actually wrote to the acting attorney general. I guess they haven't chosen attorney general yet.
Yeah.
To look into why Robinhood Robinhood halted the purchase of stocks for several public traded companies, including GameStop, BlackBerry, AMC, and others. The unilateral move was done so in a concerted effort to deplatform and silence individual investors.
Which, that's crazy. Is that even legal?
It's not. That's why it's a big shit. Because when they do things as illegal, like before Corona started and they were doing Corona conferences about, oh, how many cases are coming out and whatever. I think it was March 13th when the market just dropped, like, I don't know how many points, but it was a lot of money. All those senators and people who knew about it before sold all their stocks, and nobody... You don't hear anything about them now. But everyone else had to lose their money. Nah, fuck that. You know, in 08, when the housing market happened, the bubble crashed, and all those banks got out of it scot-free, and everyone lost their house, bankruptcy, credit shot, and whatever, but they got a bailout? Nah, it's time to turn the tides, man. It's time for people, you know, I'm glad people are waking up and seeing how corrupt, forget about left or right side, they're all corrupt. You know what I mean? You may have those people who ain't corrupt, but no, they're not going to get no love.
You, man.
You get in line or get out of line.
This shit is fucking crazy, man.
I love it. I love it, bro. I love and, it.
Man. Shit, as you were talking, I went on Reddit. I'm like, you know what? Let me just see what this is about. I'm about to fucking start following them and everything. Just, I'm telling you, I'm trying to learn this shit. I'm trying to hop on the next wave.
Bro, is that group on Reddit, the Wall Street Journal?
I was thinking about buying myself some Doc Martens. Fuck that. I'm about to take that money and put it somewhere.
Bro. Yo, the memes is crazy right now. They have the Thanos meme and then, yo, it's... we can keep going.
All right. But with this going on, right, how long do you think the people could keep this up?
With the right movement, this can go on for a very long time. Because
I say that because if they're taking, if for you said that, what was it, Robin Hood was stopping people. Mm-hmm. If they have the power to do that, right, whether it's legal or not, they did it. How long do you think this is realistically?
It is legal, by the way. This is not legal.
It's, no, it's what I'm saying, people. for the app.
Oh, the app is done.
I get it, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, excuse me. What I'm asking is, from what you said, the app stopped people from investing, right?
Yep.
Whether it's legal or not to do that, for them to have done that, how long do you think this is going to last? Because if it's illegal, right, for them to stop people from investing, and they had the balls to really do something like that, what do you think is next?
Me personally, it could be gold. It could be silver. Buying the world's supply of it and holding it and increasing the value. And, you know, you government kind of like going to have to succumb to people because technically, you know, your money's supposed to be backed by gold or whatever. Like, all those dollars we have that doesn't cost anything, that's just, like they said, fiat money. Actually,
IOUs?
Using, yes. Basically, using your money for physical value, which is gold. Like, you buy the gold now and just have a shitload of it in your house. Like, basically, whatever you have in cash is changing in gold or silver. You know, it happens again. The supply and demand just goes up. That's how I don't know, man. It's...
You think it's opening doors for more possibilities?
It's opening the doors for free market, for the corruption to end, to stop. Because right now, all these hedge funds are pressing their legislative, their Congress friends or whatever, to create a law or bill, whatever, legislation that this can never happen again. Basically saying you have to have more than 100,000 to be able to trade.
What the fuck?
Well, to be able to trade in a way that it is, that you can do now, you know, like short, you could buy and sell the same day, long term, you know, X, Y, and Z. Yeah, they really thought that people was not gonna follow. Like, people, yo, it's the thing I love is like how many. If you on Reddit right now and watching it from Wall Street Bets, the amount. I think you just sent me the link, so I think you can check. But the amount of solidarity that people have together, this is just opening one door. That's like.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what else we can start doing this with when it comes to our privacy, our security? What would it be like? Yo, we ain't buying iPhones until you drop it to $400.
No, I hear you. It's just like you try to get a deal.
Nah. I'm trying to put it out there. But what's next, though? Look, we're not paying the MTAs. Well, you know what I mean? That's kind of like, not like hopping the gate, but like, you know, they... You know, with that type of movement, you know what? Let me rephrase myself. I believe this whole revolution is not a physical revolution. It's a digital revolution. Another thing I can see being possible, if everybody takes their money out from the bank and just keeps it in cold hard cash in your house, or like I said, in gold or silver, the banks will be done. Done. Because I don't know if people know this, but when you deposit your money in a bank, they use your money for their own investments and for those things. That's why if you want to take out, I think it's 10,000, you have to let the bank know in advance so they can have that money. They can get the money because they don't have it in the banks. But it's also another way of like, yo, this guy want to take out 10. And then they start asking you, why you want to take it out? I need you to sign this. Like, no. This is my money. I can do what I want. Like, I'm not going to mention who it is. But a person took out all his money from a bank, and the bank said, oh, you want to close your account? Okay, we're going to charge you $1,000 fee. He's like, oh, you know what? That's fine. Don't worry about it. I still want more money. Like, you know, the person had enough. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Give me the rest of my money. You want $1,000? Suck that. You know what I mean? But y'all yeah, have it. Y'all ain't using my money to trade, to do whatever y'all want to do, because that's, you know what I mean? When you have money in the bank, like I said before, they use your money for their purposes.
Mind you, I would imagine these are the same people upset over Wall Street Bets.
Oh, of course, bro. Of course.
What you mean? They're, what I'm saying...
People in the bank. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. What I'm saying is, They're doing that shady shit with our money while getting angry at us because we're fighting back, so to speak.
Yo, look, silver.
With their own formula.
Yeah. Oh my, yo.
Send me the shit. Send it to me. Even if I don't understand it, send it to me.
I'll send it to you afterwards because I want to keep, but I'll read, yo. Like, remember I said gold and silver? I'm reading.
Yeah. Put me on.
Silver is next.
Okay.
Silver futures rally Thursday to mark their highest finish in 3 weeks, following a post by Reddit who suggested executing a short squeeze on silver. Basically, the same thing on silver. This is physical now. Like, this is, yo, the bank should be done, bro. And one of my friends wrote, they want people to drive this up to a level where banks will have to pay dearly.
Ooh.
Silver exchange traded funds and shares of silver mining companies also got a big lift. A company rose 3%, another one rose 18%, another one rose 14% today. First Majestic Silver, Coors Mining Inc. You know, it's, yeah, Robin Hooders, that's what they call them. The media wants to downplay this, saying like they want to downplay this in the way of saying that the people who are doing this are illegal and this is the dumbest thing ever. And it's crazy because there's actually other politicians who are actually on board with this. Elon Musk, AOC, I forget the other ones, but they're like, oh, so when y'all do it's okay, but when we do it, you know what I mean, it's a problem. So Robin Hooders and their ilk, the one they use, will soon target silver as the next market to flood into trapping the shorts.
Yo, I'm trying to get in there. Fuck this. I'm about to fucking get off of this.
I was telling my dad, like, yo, you should buy physical stuff, man.
Man. But what the fuck? Okay, call me stupid. I don't care. You're talking about buying physical stuff.
Yeah.
In reference to gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell do you go about it? Just go to the jewelry store and buy a gold chain or some shit?
There's certain websites that you can buy mints. Mints is like, okay, so you can buy gold, silver, right? And you can do it in different forms. You can buy it in little nuggets. You could buy it in coins, or you could buy it in the whole brick. Depending how you want to buy and how much you like want to buy from it. Remember back in the day, you can buy quarters. Like, you could legit buy the quarters with all the states in the back.
Yeah, and weren't they like...
It's something like that.
Some mint?
Mint, yeah.
Send me a link. And how do you know these places are legitimate?
That one I cannot tell you because I do not know. But this whole thing about buying gold and silver has never been new to me. I've been hearing this for years. You know, people are like, oh, you know, I think Robert Kiyosaki, the guy who makes, I may butcher his last name, but the guy who does Rich Dad, Poor Dad, on his Twitter, he's been talking that for years. Don't buy crypto. If you want to invest in the stock market, fine, but put your money into gold. Put your money into to physical gold bars or silver. You know what I mean? Oh, here's another one. I got you right now. Amp Max, JM Bullion, and WholesaleCoinDirect.com are online retailers where you can buy these coins. And gold and silver trades like the market. If you bought it today at, let's say, $12, and then tomorrow is $40, you just made a profit the moment you sell your gold back to whoever is willing to buy that amount.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a real... Yo, we had a whole 30 minutes into the pod.
Yo, this shit got my chest heavy as fuck right now.
Yo,
because
listening is like, yo, I gotta get into this now, man.
Hopefully. Yeah, I mean, like, because everything you're telling me, you know, I'm telling, you know, to Christina and shit. And, yo, I'm blown away, man. Just because I'm 30, I never understood any of this. And yesterday, you giving me the basics, it really blew me away as to like how simple it is. Yeah, obviously, wow. There's more to it.
Oh yeah.
But just the basics itself is so simple.
Yo, a gram of gold is the lowest is $84. A gram of gold right now.
Get the fuck out of here.
And if you want to buy, was a kilo? Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, man. A gold bar, a kilo, 1 kilo is 61 grand.
Fam.
So you could just buy one gold and be like, oh, it's all right there.
Fam,
I said, the charts go up and down. Metal goes up, gold goes up and down. Like, if you want to search right now, like, price, and I think it's a 24-hour type of thing, price of gold. Oh, I think it closes, like, the market, to be honest. This is kind of... See, I'm just getting into that, you know what I mean? So don't quote me when it comes to prices and whatever. I mean, the prices, yes, because I'm actually reading from a website.
This is where the noob title comes in handy.
Hey, that's exactly what we are and who we are. The noobs.
Man.
I'm not sure if it trades like 24 hours, but I do know it trades and goes up and down. Did you know that water is also tradable? You can also...
Yeah. I me and you had a conversation earlier where we talked about it, you know, well, briefly, just because I can't remember everything. What happened?
I checked another website that's accredited. This one's accredited. It's BBB, Better Business Bureau, A+. Everything is legit here. First thing, once you get on the website, attention customers, due to an increased order volume, we are currently experiencing shipping delays of 2 to 3 days.
Wow.
Right now, today, gold, it went up $2.35, which is 13%. But that... And just give it time. Give it time. When people start buying a lot more...
Yeah, just give it a few more hours.
Oh, there you go. Gold. The price of gold is $1,850.
I got a gold chain. What can I do with that?
Is it 100% gold? You know what I mean? Like, it depends. If it's a piece of gold, then you're kind of like, fuck. Yo, silver's only $26? Hold on. Wait.
Yo, you gotta help me out here. You gotta help me out. I got a whole check.
Hold on, I got a stimulus check.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
Yo, this is... Yo. And you could buy... Yo, oh my God, you could buy them these little cute little containers and stuff like that.
Oh, as long as they're cute, that's what makes it worth it.
I mean, cute, you know, Apple-esque.
Fucking idiot, yo.
There you go. This is the website I send you on. You just go and check it out. See, I don't know. They got like 90%, 40% bar a bullet. Yo, they sell silver bullets. Yo, these werewolves are fucked.
Fucking idiot. They said the werewolves are fucked.
No, I'm serious. They got a 10. They got a 50 cal, a 12 gauge, and a 308 caliber. Holy shit! I'm about to buy it, bro.
Yo, 1 ounce Silvertown Buffalo Silver Round. Oh my God, my chest is beating.
I'm about to start buying gold. Yeah. I'm about to start buying silver. Like, a paycheck here and there, just buy a little piece here, a little piece there.
Fam, yo, this shit is wild.
My dad's going to be like, how much it is? Oh, it depends how much. All right, buy 50K. Okay.
Yo, 10-ounce Silvertown Eagle. Yo, 10-ounce silver bar. 282 sold out already. It's out of stock. That's crazy.
Wait, which one?
The 10-ounce silver bar.
You went straight to silver?
No, that's where it was. That's what you sent me.
Oh. 10-ounce. I see what you clicked on the corner. I see what you mean. There's only two. Oh no, it's still here. There's 10 ounces. Here.
No, there's a few of the other ones that are there. But the one,
a monarch versus a Viking, yo. Anyway, people might listen to this like, yo, are we just listening to them browsing the internet?
Yo, who gives a shit, bro? They're getting schooled just as much as me.
Yo, the asking price of silver at this current time of 10:55 on January 28th is $26.30. By the way, do what you want. I'm not a financial advisor here. Just gotta reiterate that.
Yeah, people need to educate themselves just as much as we do, because right now it seems that there's a little boom going on and people's pockets could get fat.
Not even a boom, bro. It's more of a revolution.
But you know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Especially in these hard times, there's people that don't have a job. There's people that are really struggling. Right now is a good moment to, you know, invest your last few dollars and hopefully just multiply that shit.
Yo, they're going back to GameStop and AMC tomorrow, bro.
What the fuck?
So, like I said, also on Discord. I'm going to have to put this episode out tonight. Yo, so for Discord and you know Discord, right? So I guess they made a whole nother page for, ¿cómo se llama? The Wall Street Journal. And now they're referring to saying sell Dodge. So the cryptocurrency I was telling you about, that was 3 cents, that went to 28. Sell Dodge to buy AMC tomorrow. Dodge for after hours. Yeah, sell Dodge and buy AMC tomorrow. And then they're saying Dodge for after hours. Oh, sell Dodge for your after hours GameStop. Oh, sorry. Let me repeat myself. Buy Dodge for after hour trading and buy GameStop when the market opens. Yo, this is fucking great. Yo, I love it. I love this.
Yo.
I'm in love with this right now. This is amazing. I'm so happy that people are, you know what I mean? Like, this is...
Mind you, you've been telling me to, you know, to invest and to learn about this shit for a while now. But my stupid ass just thought you were trying to open my third eye.
I've been trying. Well, I'm trying to open mine.
Yo. Oh, man. This shit is wild. What do you think is going to be next? If you just spitball here, like...
Something physical again. Something physical, something digital. Like I said, if it was up to me and I had the power like that, I would just go after the banks. I would start taking my money out the banks. A worldwide distribution of it. Everyone just start taking their money out. Obviously, the correct way with, like, I don't know if you need paperwork or something like that, like, that protects you more. Obviously, you shouldn't, but, or at least, like, if the banks are saying, nah, like, just use all your money and buy, like I said, something physical, like, because gold and silver.
Oh, like wipe your account clean and shit?
Wipe your account clean, but your account won't technically be clean because you'll have that money in gold and silver.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
It goes up and then you sell. You know what I mean? Like, you go have a little, like John Wick, bro. It's legit. Like, you know, when they tell you these things in movies, it's not because it's like, oh, that's so cool. You know, there's truth in fiction. So I don't doubt that in the underworld or whatever the case may be, that they do pay with gold. Because, yo, in the past, before 1920s and all that shit, we used to pay with dollars that were backed by gold. And before that, it was legit gold. Gold coins, gold bars. You know what I mean? They didn't call it the gold rush for nothing back in the 1800s. You know, that was a form of payment. That was real money.
That's wild, man.
I would love, shit, I just carry gold in my pocket. Like, gold is still in here.
What the fuck? You shaving that shit? Like, yo, how many bags of chips?
Yo, you know that little, the dispensers you have on your belt? The ching, 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 ching.
Oh, fucking idiot. The laundromat, the ching, ching. Shit, man. I'm about to get in there. Should get quick. It's just a quicker route to the fucking MacBook.
Speaking about the MacBook, like I was telling you before, not to go into it, but when you do buy it, just make sure, like, if anybody out there buying a MacBook, just get an M with the M1 chip, SSD. Depending what you're gonna do, if you're gonna do a video editing or music editing, if it's anything over 1080, I guarantee get the most memory you can. We'll get external memory because it racks up high. For a 10 gigabyte video, when you're editing, that thing can turn to 200 gigs.
Because get, like, the fuck out of here.
Yes. Yo, I'm telling you right now, my computer is, how many is this? 250 gigs. I did a small 10-minute video of 4K 60 frames, and I had no space. And I just got the computer, and it was taking up my whole entire thing. Obviously, when you... you know, convert it to MP4 file, whatever file you want to convert it to, H.264, 65, it compresses it, and, you know, the real file, like 10 gigs, maybe even 15, or maybe even less, or 4, whatever. But when you're editing, there's so much that's in the process of it. That's all I was trying to tell you. Whatever you get, make sure if you're not going to pay that Apple price for the memory, get an external memory, plug it up to the computer, and then you edit off that. That's what a lot of people, that's what I have done currently.
All right, shit. I'm really going to look into that shit because, I don't want nothing fucking up, especially a new computer.
Exactly. You don't want the space and shit like that.
You know what I'm not a big fan of, though? The touch bar.
Yeah, that's already nixed. That's gone, bro. Apple got rid of that shit.
Really? It's in the fucking MacBook.
Nah, they're already getting rid of that.
They're going to start getting rid of it now, but it's in the one that's out now. That's what I'm getting at.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that crazy, but still, it's a little annoying. Like, it's a little, to me, that's really gimmicky, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, what's its real purpose?
I don't know. Some people are like, oh, I love it. Like, bro, you don't use it. Shut up. They talk about, oh, the most. No, you don't use it. I can do this, and I can press one button. I'm on Instagram. Nobody cares. Nobody uses that. Like, shut the fuck up.
Man.
But on the topic of Apple,
yeah.
Today is data privacy day.
What the hell is that?
I don't know why I said the same thing twice. So data privacy. Well, today is data privacy day. I want to keep saying day twice. But anyway, it's an international. I had to read this because I want to be correct. It's an international event that occurs every year on the 20th of January. The purpose of data privacy day is to raise awareness and promote privacy and data protection's best practices. So basically, to paraphrase it, the apps you use, the phone you use, the websites, the browsers, the computers, all those things that's, digital electronic, the IoT devices you have in your house, like the Roombas and TVs, whatever, is to promote privacy, security, to protect your data and to be private about it. So, Tim Cook, Tim Cook, leader of Apple, he actually spoke about it today. And he was like, privacy is the number one thing we value. We want transparency. There are four pillars. I believe it's, I'll find it in a second. But today, they just confirmed that they're dropping their anti-tracking thing. So it was announced in iOS 14 in WWDC in June of last year or July, whatever. Basically saying that no app can track you willingly without your consent. Because, a lot of apps in their privacy policy or whatever the case may be, they can track you without your consent. Or you won't even know how to opt out. Sometimes they won't even give you that option, or it's so deep in their settings, you're never going to find it. Like, going through Facebook settings and privacy, like just the setting itself, you need a password for everything just to access. And it's very, very detailed to get you confused. And like, I ain't doing this. The only reason why I know, because I was helping my father out. I don't have Facebook, just throwing it out there. But trying to help, I needed to sit down and see what the hell they were talking about. That's how bad it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here it is. Hold on. So Apple's four pillars for their privacy, which obviously, you got to take some companies' word with a grain of salt, or just like take it for what it is. Because, Apple is closed source. You can't see their code. But you just have to trust that what they're saying is true, because they've been doing this since day one. And I'm sure a lawsuit would happen if they were to be found out of doing the opposite. You know what I mean?
You really believe that?
I do believe that, to be honest, yeah.
Hmm.
I believe that they make so much money on other things, they don't need to make money in advertising. They just don't. They have that power. They make their money off their services, off their... Bro, the AirPods alone is its own business. I think it made $3 billion in profit alone. That's a business on its own.
And also, why pay for, advertising and all that when they got you?
Of course. They got me. They got all the YouTubers out there. They got...
Oh, yeah.
Definitely they don't have Unbox Therapy, because they think it's still sour.
Yo. Yo, if people don't fuck with, like, they don't believe that you're this serious about privacy and Apple, they need to have a conversation with you through text.
That's not funny, bro. If John Cho was here, I don't care.
Like, he'd be like, no, but I get what he was saying, though, that, you know, when we were all talking, well, when y'all were mainly talking, like, I kind of understood where he was coming from. Like, it makes no sense to protect yourself from one end when you're involved on the other.
But that's the beauty of it now. With, like I said, with Apple, whatever the case may be, their whole tracking thing, if you want to, you can just go on Apple.com and they have a legit whole section of privacy. And they tell you all their new features and what it is. Basically, if you use one app here and use another app there, the whatever tracking they have on, like, let's say Instagram, and then you go into, I don't know, let's say you go into Discord, whatever tracking you have here, it follows you to Discord, because 9 out of 10 times it's the same company that's using the same tracking. So those cookies are being shared, so they know what you did on Instagram, then they know what you did on Discord, then they start creating a profile about you. Now what Apple is, they want to cut that middleman and also cut the apps on from the app doing it on themselves. So with the new one, you have the option to opt in or opt out on tracking. It's up to you, but man, now you have that option.
And shit,
if they don't want to abide by it, either you're going to have to upgrade your app to do it, or they're going to take you off the Apple Store. Or the App Store, that's what they call it.
Man.
So Facebook is tight about that.
I wish I could put myself on the stock market.
Why? Nobody wants that.
So these companies can buy shares.
Shares of your body?
No, it's crazy, man. Like, you know what it is? I think the reason why I tend to ask you so many questions about this is because you take this shit so serious, right? And I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost exhausting.
Okay, explain.
Like, you're like, you're talking about getting VPNs and getting your own little, like, what was it called? Your NAS system in your house?
Well, the NAS was go ahead.
Well, the point is, you got to invest so much money. Okay, that's one thing. But you got to close this. You got to do this. You got to do that. And it just sounds frustrating. Like, all I want to do is go on YouTube real fast. I don't want to hop through 100 hoops just to fucking watch a funny video and then just get off. Like, I'm just going to the toilet.
Oh, I was waiting for you to finish.
Oh, no, that was it.
And you're right. I understand that, which is, before Apple started doing this, I can understand your contention about, oh, there's a lot to do and X, Y, you know, but it's not if you're serious about it. It's more like, for me, like, you know, I don't want them to create a profile about me. And, like, I just want to, like, de-Google myself, I guess you can say, as much as I can. The only thing I would never get rid of is YouTube. You know what I mean? But then again, you can also use YouTube without an account. You know what I mean? You don't have to have an account if you want to use it.
Just write down on a piece of paper all the channels you fuck with.
I'm sure you all remember the channels, so it's like,
yeah, I...
Or you could just have it, like, you get an email, like, oh, they got a new episode? Okay, let me just... But I'm... Okay, I do understand the convenience and things like that. When it comes to apps, you're at their mercy. I understand that. But, like, when it comes to having my personal data, it's not about the privacy part. It's also about, I have my own personal cloud, because it's already happened with other companies that they get hacked and then all your data's out there. You obviously, I can be hacked as well, but, you know, using, I guess, the law of, you know, the law, is it law of averages? I don't know, but who's, unless someone's physically directing an attack on me, I'm kind of just going to fall off to the side compared to Apple or Google with these cloud services. Like, that's a big company. And they're going to be like, they have a lot of files. If I can hack into that, like Sony, when they got hacked with all their movies, that was a big thing back then. You know, compared to a little old guy like me, what am I going to have? Pictures, videos, movies, and books and comics? Like, no one's going to really care or even think to waste their effort into hacking me and stuff like that. So, you know, I wanted to have more of a, control of my personal data. Because, you know, if that company just go, you, first of all, you don't know how long they store your photos. You don't know if they read it, because they do have the access to that. They can say all they want, but how do you know on the back end of it? You know what I mean?
Mm, true.
So, like, even Apple, I wouldn't give them my iCloud photos if I did iCloud, because I don't know. They said, you know, we can't read it, but I don't know that. They could just pop like, let me see what he got. I don't know. But at least I know when it comes to other things, like, at least
I know they laughed at my dick.
Yeah, it was small. When it came up to like iMessages and, you know, they could say, you know, end-to-end encryption. At least with other things that's like open source, you can see the code and know that, okay, they're claiming this. They're in a country that supports this type of privacy. You know, they have some credence behind it. And yes, it can be exhausting, but then it can also be liberating to know that you are in control of your information and who you are and the profile you have.
But so you don't think it's almost like a placebo effect that you're creating for yourself, like with these VPNs and for example, everything you're doing, because it's just, you have no real reassurance of it.
Okay, well, I know when it comes to the reassurance of my photos and videos, that's mine. I know no one else is looking at that. You know what I mean? Because you can have it hooked up to the internet, or you can just have it locally. I know that for a fact.
Okay. You know what I mean?
And I have protection on it that I know that if someone tries to get it, I know who. You know what I mean? It's, and that company is known for, and they, you know, I always keep it updated. That's another thing you have to do, keep things updated. Now, the VPN is not in a way like to protect the data in that sense. Like, oh my God, it's the best thing against.
Oh, no.
I know, but I'm saying it for out there because it's a misconception.
Yeah.
VPN is to, whenever you outside and you feel uncomfortable of using someone's Wi-Fi or whatever, of might be hacked, you activate your VPN to protect yourself. And also, a VPN is like when you, let's say you're in a country that restricts certain things, you pop that in. You pop it on so you can see things that are not restricting you anymore. And the last thing when it comes to a VPN, you know, if you don't want your ISP to know what you're doing, you turn on your VPN, because they also like to restrict you. Like I was saying before, T-Mobile, they have a habit of not letting you watch things at a certain type of speed because they want to, you know, keep the network not congested. So they limit your speed. No matter what you pay for, you're always going to watch 480. And if you try to put anything higher, you start buffering. But a VPN blocks that traffic, and you can see that with no problem. And that's how you know that they're doing these type of things. You know what I mean? And, you know, with the research I have done, yeah, you're right. It could be a placebo set. But to me, I don't feel that way, because there has been too many articles, too many things that has the evidence to show, like, emails, they do track you. There's a, you know, they have a thing called pixels on it that tracks your data. Every time they, like, emails know when you open, like the company who sends it, because they have analytics on that email. They know when you open it, what IP address, how long you looked at it, how many times you opened it, when you received it, after received it. So, like, to me, I believe there is a way to be in control of the thing, of those, of your data.
All right. I mean, I only asked you that because, it, again, going back to what John Terrell said, like, they could tell you all they want. I'm of course, these aren't his exact words, but these companies could tell you all, you know, anything they want. They could tell you what you want to hear and be doing something completely different.
Not true. But you also have the evidence that, like, me and my dad on the phone talking about walkie-talkies, for some reason, we both go on Instagram, and who gets the advertising for walkie-talkies? He does. I don't get any of those things. Because I had turned them all off.
True.
You know, that's another indication to me that, you know, it's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all up to you. You know, everyone has their own, like, I don't know, like, you can sacrifice, I guess, convenience for security or privacy, which I don't think there is a line like that. I believe it's just how you want to handle things.
Yeah.
Or you could just say, I don't care. I like it the way it is. And that's fine with you. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm just here informing you, make your own decision. But I know for myself, like, I might move on. I want to get off of Google, of Gmail, because, like I said, there's many articles as well that Google has been known and has said it that they do tracking on your email. They've been caught. You know what I mean? I want to get off that. I want to have a different email provider. And, you know, just ask yourself, if an app is free, how are they going to make money? You're not paying for it. The money comes from you. You are their source of income with your ads, with your data. That's how they get paid. The advertising market is $1 billion, like a multi-billion-dollar industry.
All right. So with people basically taking action against, I guess, greedy investors or whatever. Do you think there'll ever be something like that where people just, again, take action and go against something like Google? Yes. Because of, you think so?
I don't believe so.
Why?
People are going to start waking up and say, listen, you're making money off of me. Why can't I get some of that money back? Or, like, who gave you the authority to do these type of things? And who gave you the ultimate decision on how to... I'll wait till the ambulance pass.
Yeah, my bad.
You know that. You just mute yourself.
Oh.
But, like I said, who gives those companies the right to say, we can do whatever you want? It's just people don't even know about these things until someone tells you. And it's like, oh, I didn't know that. You know what? You know, I wouldn't. Well, I mean, right now, this whole Reddit group, they're attacking the financial part of it. I wouldn't be surprised if it starts jumping on to other things. And it's like I mentioned to you before, when the people get behind something, it's a very powerful thing. Like the whole cancel culture. You know, people really got behind it and moved that needle forward. Now they're hitting the financial market. When people get together, especially behind a solid reason, I believe, yeah, they can stop doing this. Imagine everyone just moves on Apple. Let's say Apple legit is a real thing. Like, you know, when it comes to the whole tracking stuff. Imagine the entire world on Apple. You know, like you said, if people believe, if you're saying, oh, how do you know it's true? Then why is Facebook making a big deal about it?
No,
why are they going to court in Congress and say, yo, what Apple's doing is wrong? Why is Epic Games fighting against, on top, you know, they're fighting for their own reason, but they're also fighting on top of that for the advertising part.
Man, this shit is just annoying. You know, especially because you really have no say so whether your information gets, you know, I guess sold or whatever.
You do. I mean, there is a way to handle these things. You don't have to, like, there are apps that don't use, that don't take up your personal information. Like, they say it in their privacy policy.
Yeah. You know?
The way the app is structured, the way their code is, because you can read it, not like you and I can understand it, but if we do understand it, we can see, like, oh, they're not doing that. And, like, people have other tools to confirm that. To be like, let me make sure that they're not doing that. And, you know, when they do get caught, people leave their software or the app, whatever the case may be. So there are people out there who fact check these things, or at least to make sure that, all right, you actually are doing what they say you're doing.
All right. Man, you know what I can't stop thinking about right now?
Gold.
That silver bar. This is 286. I kind of want to buy it.
Yo, go ahead, bro. It's still going to be the same price.
Yo, that shit is crazy. Man. Was that you or me?
That was me. Sorry. My wife was texting me. I was like, yo, the baby's awake. She's like, yeah, I know. I'm just letting her cry for a little bit to tire her out because she's been waking up like... at random hours. It's a little bit like, I don't understand why she's waking up. You know what I mean? She's fed. She just fell asleep like 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like she's teething. She's not making anything. Anyway, that's a whole nother topic.
But seeing as our time is limited, would you like to end it there?
Yeah. I just want to say, you know, my lasting effect. I don't think things are perceived, but I do think you do have the power to create change because, you know, if you, to me, with that mindset of like, oh, nothing, what do I have to hide or I don't care? That's just being defeatist. You're not really, you're just like, I don't give a fuck. Just letting them do whatever they want to you, in my opinion. For a little amount of research, just looking around and just read the privacy policy of some companies. You know, if they wanted to be transparent, why do they have to make it 60 pages of weird ass jargon?
To discourage you from reading that shit.
Exactly. What does that tell you?
And the tiniest fucking font. But yeah, there's, I don't know. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, that was Giovanni, aka Mind Freak.
I actually wanted to do this in the beginning of the episode. I want to give a shout out to one of our like our listeners who've been from the beginning. You know her. You have done artwork. Well, you have done projects for her. Marlene, she's gonna be like, oh, you messed up my name. Marlene and my mom, they both have been listening to all the episodes. Marlene even, you know, have good, great criticism. Unlike most people who listen,
like it was nice. Type
of criticism, yeah, it was nice. Yeah, whatever. But you know, she's actually been a supporter for the Random News since day one.
Really,
I just wanted to give her a shout out to on this episode. Now, if she doesn't text me, then I know she didn't listen to this at the end. But I'll put the next one in the beginning because I know she listened to all of them, even twice. So
really,
yeah.
That's nice, man.
The real supporter. Shit. Unlike family.
I know. Family's the worst.
Yeah. I'm going to say this now because I already know they're not going to listen to the whole thing. How you doing your own stuff and you can never promote mine? Like, I've been doing this for 3 years and you just started like last week and now you got like all the supporting in the world. Like, come on. I've been doing it for 3 years.
Yeah.
I know I've been doing this and yet. Anyway.
Yo, I could tell it was getting you heated.
That really bothers me.
I hear you. It's terrible, you know? It's usually the people closest to you that are the biggest pieces of shit.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I've been getting deep on you all day, you know what I'm saying? I got it like that. Vitamin D got me up there.
Oh, vitamin D. Interesting. Interesting choice of letter.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Sure. All right, bro. This is Random News. Signing out.
Peace.